Now, holiday baking here in America might mean a weekend or two of firing up the oven to bake off treats for friends. Now, we're talking family recipes, personal traditions. Well, no insult intended to American bakers, but in Germany, Christmas baking borders on a national pastime, an Olympic sport. What comes out of your oven is a testament to heritage, tradition, even identity. Techniques go back centuries. For instance, the doughs you make in October to bake off in December. Well, all this is in Louisa Weiss's new book, Classic German Baking. Contributor Shauna Severs spoke to Louisa from Boston.
Hi, Louisa. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're an American, raised by an American father and an Italian mother. So how did you come to write a book about classic German baking?
Yes, my parents actually moved to Berlin when they were young and in love, and I was born in Berlin. And when their marriage ended and my father and I moved back to the U.S., my mother actually stayed in Germany, and I sort of commuted between Boston and Berlin for my childhood and young adult years. I ended up going to high school in Berlin. And I moved back there 6 years ago, and I'm now married to a German. And in the interim, of course, I've become a food writer and a blogger and everything. And so that's how I ended up writing this book.
Well, what are the biggest differences between German and American home baking?
Well, German home baking is just, it's such a huge part of everyday life in Germany. Bakeries are everywhere. Everybody knows how to bake. And if you look at recipes for the sort of most typical cakes and cookies and breads that people are making at home, they're virtually unchanged from the way they were being made 10, 20, 40, 50, 100 years ago. In fact, some gingerbread recipes are literally hundreds of years old and haven't really changed much at all. American home baking tends to be much more sort of about more immediate gratifications, which is why we have such incredible things like brownies and chocolate chip cookies available from the American home baker's sort of canon. German home baking is more involved. It requires more yeast, so more patience, a little bit more skill, like when you're making strudel dough or braiding a yeasted bread. And it's a little more old-fashioned, I'd say.
You do so many things in the book by hand. That was one of the things I really noticed. There's a lot of wooden spoon and a bowl. It seems like a very simple, kind of slower way of baking.
Yes. I call German baking the ultimate slow food. it's very old-fashioned that way. I mean, there are a couple recipes in the book that really do require a stand mixer because the doughs are very, very wet and you need to beat them for a long time. But most of the recipes really can be done by hand. In fact, a lot of the older women I know in Germany who are incredible bakers are still beating egg whites and cake batters and whipped cream by hand. So I modernized as much as I could, but many of the recipes, like strudel, for example, you have to use your hands. You cannot make strudel with a machine. It has to be pulled out by hand.
And there are so many things to crave in this book. The standout section for me really was the Christmas chapter, because it seems like there's so much forethought and artistry involved with some of these recipes. I mean, some of them we're talking about starting months in advance.
That's right. German Christmas baking is incredibly important. It's a huge part of the culture. And some doughs require a long ripening time to get to the right flavor development. And so there's, for example, the recipe for Lebkuchen, which are old-fashioned German gingerbread. You make them 2 months in advance of when you want to start baking. So if you want to have cookies in time for the first Advent, which is usually around the beginning of December, you need to get your dough mixed in early October.
And this brings us to the, and you can tell me if I'm saying this correctly, the Buntertelle, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Buntertelle.
Did I get it sort of?
Yeah.
Close enough? Okay.
Yeah.
So is this like the German version of the cookie tin?
Close, but not quite. The Buntertelle, which means colorful plate, is the offering, the sort of platter that the host will present to his or her guests during an Advent coffee round in the afternoon. So every Sunday in December is an Advent Sunday. And the tradition is that you invite people, whether it's family or friends, to come over to your house in the afternoon, light a bunch of candles, listen to Christmas music, and eat cookies. And ideally, you will have done enough baking in the weeks and months beforehand that you have a nice selection of cookies to put on this colorful plate to offer to your guests. And the goal is to have a nice selection of different textures. You need to have a couple of macaroon-type cookies, a couple of shortbready-type cookies. You need to have cookies with meringue on top. You need to have cookies with chocolate in it. You need to have maybe some dried fruit bread, so like a Stollen or these little rum balls, so that there's a lot of different things to choose from, all of which only ever get made in the Christmas season. These aren't cookies that you ever see outside of December.
All right, so the Christmas chapter is full of so many great ideas, but if you had to pick a short list of German Christmas greatest hits, what would they be?
Well, they would have to start with the Zimtsterne, which are cinnamon almond meringue stars. They're little six-pointed star cookies made out of ground nuts and topped with this very, very beautiful snowy white drift of meringue and baked until kind of crispy, chewy at the same time. Basler Leckerli, which are actually Swiss. They're spice squares. They're very sticky, honey-based spice dough with candied citron and candied orange with a very thin sugar glaze on top that get cut into little squares. And those really need time to ripen. They get really chewy and delicious. Springerle, which are Swabian cookies. They're snow white and they're molded. They're flavored with anise, and you make them by pressing the dough into these gorgeous antique wooden carved molds that have a whole array of motifs on them. And they look like little works of art, but they actually taste incredibly delicious too. So those three are really, I mean, there's so many more cookies to name, but those would be the ones that I think are the ones that I can't do Christmas without them. And then, of course, there's Stollen, which comes from Dresden. It's a very rich raisin-stuffed bread that's actually incredibly difficult to get perfectly correct at home. And so I've discovered that Christbrot is an easier version of it. It's sort of a soft and fluffier yeasted sweet bread with raisins and candied orange peel and covered with enormous amounts of vanilla sugar and confectioner's sugar. And it's delightful. But yeah, those are sort of the non-negotiables of the Christmas season, I would say.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Well, Louisa, thank you so much for all these incredible ideas and the Christmas inspiration. I look forward to getting into it this year. And thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas baking season.
Louisa Weiss is author of Classic German Baking. Shauna Siever is author of Real Sweet. And she writes the Next Door Baker blog. Now, to find Louisa's recipes for Swabian anise cookies and meringue stars, head to that website that you've grown to love, splendidtable.org.